You know, the headlines are swirling right now about Bitcoin Depot. Their recent Chapter 11 filing in Texas is a real wake-up call for the whole crypto ATM sector. It's not just a case of temporary market volatility. This is a pivotal contraction driven by something much heavier.
I'm afraid I agree. The announcement triggered a severe 71% per-market stock crash. That kind of drop reflects widespread investor concern over the actual viability of this infrastructure. It's a stark reality check.
It really does feel like a shock to the system. And for those wondering, unlike a Chapter 7 liquidation where everything shuts down, Chapter 11 allows Bitcoin Depot to restructure its debts. They can keep operating temporarily while they figure out a path forward.
That's the technical part, but the strategy is clear. They're selling assets and executing a controlled wind down to satisfy creditors. They're acknowledging that their current model can't be sustained without major capital or, frankly, significant regulatory relief.
And that brings us to the elephant in the room. The primary catalyst here is the escalating cost of compliance. It's simply becoming too expensive to do business the way they used to.
Exactly. Crypto ATMs are facing a fragmented regulatory landscape. You've got conflicting state laws, stringent federal enforcement from agencies like FinCEN, and widespread de-risking by traditional banks. It's a perfect storm.
It feels so unfair, doesn't it? As compliance expenses consistently outpace revenue, the business model has become financially unviable. Plus, their licenses might not even be transferable in this hostile environment, which limits the salvageable value of their assets.
It definitely does. For consumers, this shutdown means reduced access to straightforward, in-person cryptocurrency purchasing options. We're likely seeing a shift toward alternative providers or digital wallet applications.
And for the industry, the future looks fragmented. There will likely be a significant reduction in operational Bitcoin ATMs nationwide.
That's a necessary consolidation, though. This event delivers a critical warning. Technological promise does not guarantee commercial survival when legal and regulatory frameworks remain unstable.
It's a humbling lesson. As the sector matures, only companies capable of navigating complex regulatory requirements will endure.
So for investors, the takeaway is clear. You must prioritize rigorous due diligence and portfolio diversification. Adoption narratives often obscure substantial operational and compliance risks.
True. Bitcoin Depot's restructuring serves as a stark benchmark. It signals that the crypto ATM market is undergoing a necessary, albeit painful, consolidation.
Let's hope the survivors can build a more stable model moving forward.